You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As we're getting into the heart of the summer, it's the dog days of summer is where we're at right now. Every Wednesday, we talk to Susie Calabrese. She is our home expert, and many people might be experiencing some major changes at home in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. I think we're focusing on kids going off to college. Yeah. Oh, man. Suddenly, you've got some extra space and maybe some mixed emotions, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's such a bittersweet time, whether you're sending your kids to school. I know I'm sending my first one off to kindergarten, which is a huge milestone, and other people that are, you know, so proud of their kids and spreading their wings and starting their new adventures as young adults. So maybe you've just finished throwing them a graduation party, but it can be tough to adjust to a quieter house.
Oh, definitely. And it sounds like it's a big transition for the kids, too. So, Susie, do you have any tips for making that process a little smoother?
Definitely. So first off, if you haven't already, make that back to school checklist, which really applies to every parent with student age children, from dorm shopping. You know, that can be overwhelming to back to school shopping. So when it comes to dorms, there's just more things to remember, whether it's bedding, electronics, toiletries. And thank goodness for online shopping now, because it just makes it easier, right, if you forget something, but still want to be ahead of it. So break it down into categories and tackle them one by one. You know, you can even create lists online and work with your child to be adding to them. I love that about like Amazon shopping lists and you know, any kind of shopping list. You guys could create lists together. And if budgets are tight, definitely recommend hitting up your local Facebook residence page, because many people are decluttering right now. And I've seen some people donating to college kids that are prepping to go away. And on those sites, which are like private for residents of where you live, you could even post a wish for a specific thing that you might be needing also. And don't forget about the emotional prep too, because like you said, Jenna, this is a huge change, especially for first-time college students. So as parents, it's always good going back to school, leaving for college, whatever it may be, having those talks about the bigger items too, like budgeting, managing time, and especially staying safe on campus.
Yeah, those are huge for the college age. My kids are still young. My daughter's going to first grade, so but I think she might be taking the bus this year, which is also a big step.
That is a huge milestone. Oh my gosh.
Definitely, I feel you there, Kevin.
Yeah, because you talk about the emotional prep. You know, that's like a big one. I feel like every age you have a different emotional step that they're taking, you know.
Totally. And they talk about that at school. They try to encourage the parents to like put your kid on the bus, let them experience that. It's scary for everybody at first, you know, like it's all part of the process.
Yeah. And when we come back at 6:25, we want to talk about, you know, parents who have this newfound space. Maybe your kid, maybe you are an empty nester, your kid has gone off to college, and you know what to do with your newfound space in your home. So we'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour with Susie Calabrese, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. Summertime, August starts tomorrow, and a lot of parents thinking about back to school, you know, especially if you have older kids, maybe they're going off to college. So,
and taking a moment to acknowledge all of the free space you'll have now that the kids are off to college. How are we going to use this new fountain space in our homes? What do you think, Susie?
Absolutely. It's a unique moment to redefine your space and, in a way, your lifestyle. And I see two approaches here, depending on your situation. So first, let's talk about the students who are leaving home to go live on campus. If you have an older sibling's bedroom that's now sitting empty or going to be sitting empty, it's a great opportunity to reclaim that space. But I would, you know, step there with caution, because, you know, dreaming and ideating would be the first phase, not necessarily going in and just clearing everything out right away, because your child is probably going to get a little homesick the next time that they come home, thinking there's no place like home.
Aww.
And then home feels completely different.
That's
right.
True.
So,
yeah,
you know, the first step is really wrapping your head as a parent around, you know, what are we going to do with that space and give it the time and the vision to kind of develop. And that will be really fun to do. And it'll give you the practice of it because you're kind of looking at it with a new lens. You really haven't thought about that space. It's emotional. It's like your kid's bedroom, you know. So this could be your chance to create the home office you've always needed, a personal workout room to finally like hit those fitness goals, or maybe even an art studio or crafting space. Mm-hmm. You know, the possibilities are really endless. And it's about making your home work for you now that your needs are changing.
Oh, I really love that idea. It's almost like you're opening yourself up again to becoming a person. Right. And you know, building on your interests and like your hobbies. That sounds like it could be really fulfilling.
Definitely. And for the students who are staying home and commuting to a local university or college, which, by the way, is an increasingly popular choice given the higher costs of higher education, there's a different approach.
Yeah, that's so true, Susie. It's like for those students, it's important to make their home environment feel more like a young adult space rather than just like what their old high school bedroom was like, you know?
Exactly. And like it's a time to celebrate that transition for them also. So, you know, I think you can help them transitioning into the next stage of life by updating their room with more functional furniture, maybe a little bit more adult-like. Creating a study space that feels more like a college dorm, or even giving them a little more privacy if it's necessary or possible. You know, small changes can make a big difference in helping them feel more independent and ready to take on the challenges of college life, even if they're still living at home.
Yeah, I remember one of my first bedroom upgrades. It started with the sheets. It was,
oh, nice.
I need a more like college age vibe for the room if I'm going to study here while I'm visiting. And so even changing the bed sheets makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the investment too. I mean, listen, if my child is going to, you know, save on staying at home, I could definitely justify investing on some new decor for her room.
Right. Exactly. So whether your kids are staying or going, you know, this is the season of change coming up as we enter into the fall, you know, coming up. August starts tomorrow. So it's all about embracing it and making it work for, you know, everyone in your family.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Susie. Susie Calabrese, find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.